Episode 176.
Cook and Son, PhD Ceremony.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get a PhD in life through baseball? Welcome to Baseball PhD, a tour company for your brain. 30 major league teams, 100 places to see. Let's touch them all as we make the road trip of a lifetime. It's a beautiful day for baseball.
Hi, I'm Ed Kasputis.
I'm Farley Dillinger.
And I'm Dave Matejczyk.
Welcome to Baseball PhD.
Don't forget to visit our website, www.baseballphd.net.
We hope you enjoy this minicast.
Ed, what is a minicast?
Farley and Dave, we take a great interviewer segment from one of our past podcasts and highlight it in a shortened mini podcast. Typically, we'll release it on a Tuesday since we release our full podcasts every Friday.
Don't forget to subscribe to our podcasts or buy our iPhone app from iTunes or our Android app at the Amazon App Store for Android.
Each week, we produce each podcast in two audio formats.
Enhanced podcast with chapters and pictures for all of our listeners who use iTunes.
And standard MP3 podcasts for everyone else. Ed, what are we going to hear about today?
Farley and Dave, having the opportunity to see all current 30 Major League ballparks is a great way to see the diversity of our great country and Canada. When a fan visits all 30 parks, we call them a baseball PhD. Up next, let's remember the 2012 PhD ceremony that we conducted for Todd Cook and his six-year-old son, Tim.
Don't touch that smartphone. After the break, our minicast will begin.
Need to look up some baseball facts?
Go to baseball-almanac.com.
Where what happened yesterday is being preserved today.
Don't forget the hyphen. That's baseball-almanac.com.
With my dad in the garage, the sawdust, that pine saw in the moss. Around every spring, when the winter thaw, we'd huddle around the radio, twist the broken knob. 7:10 a.m., no KJR. Dave House's voice would echo throughout the yard. Couldn't have been older than 10, but to me and my friends, the voice on the other end might as well have been God's. 1995, the division series, Eggers at the bat, bottom of the 11th inning. Got the whole town listening, swung on and belted, the words distorted. Joey Core rounds third. Here comes Griffey. The throw to the plate's not in time. My oh my, the Mariners win it. Yes, fireworks, they lit up that ceiling in the King Dome. We had just made history.
That's one out of the line.
Welcome to the Baseball PhD ceremony of Todd Cook and his six-year-old son, Tim Cook, who on Friday, August 31st, 2012, visited Miami Marlins Park and completed their journey to see all 30 Major League parks.
On their trip to Marlins Park, Todd and Tim watched the New York Mets beat the newly renamed Miami Marlins. R.A. Dickey pitched a complete game shutout to earn his 17th victory of the season.
Todd's first Major League game was at the Big A in Anaheim in 1976, during the first year that he was born and before the conception of the Rally Monkey. Little Tim's first game was in Seattle at beautiful Safeco Field, home of the Seattle Mariners, on September 12, 2006, in front of 24 family members and friends. What a start for the 7-month-old. Now, in fact, Todd has created a blog CookAndSonsBats.MLBBlogs.com about their baseball adventures. Todd has kept track of all of Tim's travels, and they are
34 stadiums. Number one, Safeco Field on September 12, 2006. Citizens Bank Ballpark on June 30, 2007. Camden Yards, August 9, 2007. Yankee Stadium, September 3, 2007. PNC Park later that month. Great American Ballpark on August 15, 2008. 2 days later, Progressive Field in Cleveland. Chase Stadium, September 7th, 2008. Chase Field, September 12th, 2008. City Field, April 25th, 2009. Nationals Park, 1 month later. Yankee Stadium, July 2nd, 2009. Fenway Park, a day later in 2009. Wrigley Field, in August 14th, 2009. The Metrodome, August 15th, 2009. Miller Park the next day. U.S. Cellular Field the next day after that. Rogers Center in Toronto, Farley. They had passports.
Yeah.
On September 26, 2009. The Oakland Coliseum on June 9th, 2010. Dodger Stadium 2 days later. Petco Park the next day, and then Angel Stadium of Anaheim, where Todd saw his first game. And then the next day, you went to San Francisco, AT&T Park on June 15th, 2010. In 2011, the both of you went to Minute Maid Park on May 27th, 2011. The next day, Rangers Ballpark in Arlington. And then a few days later on July 3rd, beautiful Comerica Park in Detroit. Sun Life Stadium on August 13, 2011. Turner Field 2 days later on August 15th. Tropicana Field on August 19th, 2011. And now let's go to 2012, your last year before you completed your odyssey. Target Field on May 12, 2012. Busch Stadium 2 days later on May 14, 2012. 2 days later after that, let's go to Kansas City in the City of Fountains, Kauffman Stadium. And then 2 days later, Coors Field. And last but not least, beautiful Marlins Ballpark on August 31st, 2012, to complete the PhD of both you and your son. These two great fans represent the new normal in our world. It took Todd, the dad, 36 years to complete his journey. It took his six-year-old son, Tim, 6 years to travel the baseball world on his dad's dime. Only three major league ballparks are still being used from the day Todd started his journey. Those parks are the three oldest in the major leagues: Fenway Park, built in 1911, Wrigley Field, built in 1914, and Dodger Stadium, built in 1962. When Todd started his journey, Gerald Ford was president. When Tim started his journey, George W. Bush was president. It took little Tim only 2,180 days to see all 30 current Major League ballparks. It took his dad, Tim, six times as long, 13,149 days. Along the way, Todd graduated from Temple Law School and became a partner in a law firm, while Tim is learning phonics in the first grade. Todd and Tim Cook, since you have been to all 30 current Major League ballparks, it is time for your PhD examination. Tim and Todd, how many Major League ballparks have you been to that are now closed?
I've been to seven Major League ballparks that are now closed, and Tim has been to four. Before Tim was born, I went to the Kingdome many, many times. I went to Veterans Stadium probably a dozen or more times, and one game at RFK Stadium.
Wow.
Once Tim came along, we went back to Old Yankee Stadium, the Metrodome, Sun Life Stadium, and Shea Stadium.
What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memories from these ballparks that are now closed?
Well, I think that my fondest baseball memory, probably one of the most interesting and potentially historic games that we've seen together was the one game that Tim saw at Old Yankee Stadium. And it's an interesting game because it ended up that the Yankees threw over 600 wins on the mound that day. The starter was Roger Clemens, and first in relief was Mike Messina. It was actually Mike Messina's only career regular season relief performance. Wow. And Roger Clemens' final career regular season loss, which obviously meant my Mariners won. And Ichiro hit a home run, which was his 200th hit of the season that year. As non-baseball, probably just nostalgic value was taking Tim to the Metrodome, where, you know, I grew up going to the Kingdome, and it was just very nostalgic to take Tim to his first Dome Stadium. I really enjoyed that a lot.
Now, let's put the six-year-old on the phone, because I'm a baseball PhD, and I can't believe that a six-year-old is in my status. Tim, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What was your fondest memory of all the stadiums you've been to that are closed right now?
Well, I do have a good memory of in Sea Life Stadium.
Sun Life Stadium.
I mean Sun Life Stadium.
What was that?
When we got two balls, how many balls did we get there?
I think we got three there.
Wow.
That was a pretty good memory.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of going to a ballpark with 500 fans.
Also a benefit.
It was funny when we kept yelling at that guy, like, "Hey, dude, yell the ball!"
That's Miami hospitality.
The benefit of going to a stadium with a little kid in these times. Players love to give baseballs to little kids nowadays.
Right, right.
It looks good on TV.
Both good men and bad men.
Well, let's see. Your journey has been really impressive, but I did notice that there were a couple of places that you haven't been to yet, kind of including the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, the College World Series in Omaha, and the Little League World Series in South Williamsport there in Pennsylvania. Now, are these any of these destinations on your bucket list?
I've really been concentrated on the major leagues, so I've never really even given much thought to the Little League and College World Series yet, although the Little League World Series is really close to where we live. But definitely I have concrete plans for the Hall of Fame, and the plan is to be there when Ken Griffey Jr. gets inducted. He's been my favorite player since, you know, 10 minutes after he debuted in 1989.
And he retired in what year? Last year, was it?
Retired in 2000, let's see, 10.
Oh, okay. So we've got three more years. So by then, Tim will be 9, and maybe his voice will start to change.
What? Where are you from? I'll be 9.
Tim, do you understand that someday your voice will change?
What are you going to say?
That someday your voice will change?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's explore the 30 Major League ballparks that you and your son have visited on a division-by-division basis. Let's start with the mighty American League East. We've got the New York Yankees, the Tampa Bay Rays, the Boston Red Sox, the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Baltimore Orioles. Now, Tim, is it my understanding that when you were in Tampa Bay, did you feed the Rays?
Yeah.
What'd you do, buy all the team members hot dogs?
No, we bought little fish.
Oh, are you talking about you fed regular Rays?
Yeah.
Did they sting you?
No.
Were you scared?
I was scared to pet it.
Was it just one, or were you like in a sea of 20?
There were like 20 that were swimming around in a little tank, but we were actually outside the tank.
Right.
And there's also some other animals, and there's some horseshoe crabs and things
Wow.
like that.
So, Tim, is it fair to say that that was a great memory that you'll share with your dad for the rest of your life, feeding those Rays?
Yeah.
And actually, my mom and dad were both there. He actually spent a lot of time not watching the game and watching the Rays with my mom. I don't know how much my mom got to watch those games.
Right. So let's talk about Todd, the dad. What is your favorite memory of the American League East, both baseball and non-baseball?
I think baseball, one of really my best baseball memories, period. I already said I've been a huge Griffey fan for a long time. Griffey has had a really cool career for me because he came in when I was in middle school, and he
retired when I had, kids already.
Right.
So, I grew up going to games with my parents, watching Griffey and loving Griffey. And when he came back to the Mariners at the end of his career, the first time that Tim saw Griffey get a hit, we were at, it was 2009, we were at Fenway Park, and he hit a line drive off of the Green Monster.
And
it was one of the greatest, baseball moments, and just a great life moment,
right,
to share with Tim.
And what about non-baseball memory?
Non-baseball... let me see. I mean, one of the really cool things that we did on a trip, we take a lot of weekend trips. Tim and I, or now my younger son Kellen, joins us as well. And every once in a while, we get graced with my wife's presence. And one of those times was when we went up to Toronto to see the Mariners up there, and we took a side trip to Niagara Falls and went out on the
right
on the
Maid of the Mist.
Maid of the Mist. Yeah.
Did you see a mermaid?
Do you see any mermaids on the Maid of the Mist? No, we saw a lot of mist, though.
Okay. I mean, even though Tim is a baseball or soon-to-be baseball PhD, he still believes in the tooth fairy and mermaids, correct?
Definitely.
Okay.
He just lost his first tooth and had his first interaction with the tooth fairy. He actually saw every baseball stadium before losing his first tooth.
Wow.
That is a new challenge for our baseball PhD listeners.
Yes.
If you really love your children.
For most of us, it's going to be before we get false teeth, actually.
Right, but right.
Good job. Good job.
Now there was a loose tooth right next to it.
Yeah, now you have another loose tooth ready to come out.
All right, hey, now let's travel over to the American League Central. Of course, that's the Twins, the White Sox, the Tigers, Kansas City Royals, and the Cleveland Indians. What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory from that?
You know, we have a very similar best baseball memory, and it's actually a very funny memory because Tim was very young and was sort of in the middle of a little tantrum at the time. But at Progressive Field, Tim and I saw together our only Ken Griffey Jr. home run. And it's actually really, really cool. I took a screenshot of the game later, and you can actually, I mean, you can't tell it's us, but knowing that it's us, I can see us in the background as the home run goes into center field. We were up on the walkway that connects the second deck to the parking garage across the street. So it was really cool to be able to see, my favorite player hit a home run, while holding my son, and then to see a picture of it,
right
on TV. And I have that, I've saved that picture. As far as non-baseball, I think one of the fun things we've always done, since 2008, we've gone on a baseball road trip, grandfather, father-son baseball road trip with Tim and my dad and myself. And this year, my younger son, Kellen, who is two, started with us. But a lot of the times we camp on those trips.
Wow.
And after a Cleveland Indians game as well, a fond memory that I have is watching my dad help Tim cook his first ever s'mores around the campfire just outside of Cleveland.
So what parking lot in Cleveland was that?
Yeah,
activity.
What was burning?
Oh, it was at a KOA in like Streetsboro,
North Olmsted Walmart.
We've become KOA members, and we
good. Let's go over to the American League West. So, of course, that's the Mariners, the Rangers, the Athletics, and the Angels of Anaheim. So, again, just to kind of hear your fondest baseball and non-baseball memories from that division.
I mean, our best baseball memories have been all the Mariners games there. I mean, we're huge Mariners fans, and we see the Mariners a lot of places, but it's great to see them at Safeco Field, and we've seen them about 20 times there. It's great to be able to do that because the whole crowd cheers along with us. Really the best baseball memory from Tim's perspective, mine and Tim's perspective, is Tim's first game. It was just a really great event that a whole lot of family was at, about 24 family members. In terms of non-baseball...
That was September 12, 2006, and from what I understand, your family has a tradition. You guys always go to a baseball game on September 12th.
We do. It happened by sort of dumb luck. We happened to end up at a Phillies-Rockies game on September 12, 2007. I realized what the date was during the game, and I made a decision right there that I would take Tim to a baseball game every year of his life on September 12th. So we've done it so far. We were at Camden Yards last week on September 12th and had a great time.
Now it's time for the senior circuit. Since we just left the American League West, let's start with the National League West. We've got the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, the Colorado Rockies, the Los Angeles Dodgers, and the Arizona Diamondbacks. What was your fondest baseball and non-baseball memory?
I think with the with baseball, I'm going to go with the games that we saw this year at Coors Field, because we hadn't seen every stadium at that time, but when we went to Coors Field, that marked us having seen every team play at home, every Major League team play a home game.
Right.
And we got to see the Mariners there, and they won both games in convincing fashion. And through my blog, actually, the MLB Blogs community, there's a great community on there. So we knew a lot of people in Denver just through the blog.
Right.
And we had a great time there. For non-baseball, probably spending time with family when we were in Los Angeles. My dad has a brother and I have cousins who live in the Los Angeles area. My uncle joined us for a Dodgers game, and we spent time with my cousins, you know, going through Hollywood and doing the beach out there. I think those are probably, you know, the most fun we've had outside of baseball while visiting NL West teams.
Right.
So let's head out to the National League Central now. We've got six teams here.
The mightiest division in all of baseball.
The Reds, the Cardinals, the Astros, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Pirates. So again, you know, be curious to hear your favorite baseball and non-baseball memories from that division. I hope Wrigley Field plays into this.
Well, you know, we did have a great memory in Wrigley Field. I wasn't gonna say it, but if you'd like my best Wrigley Field memory, I can tell you that the first time Tim ever saw a team score 10 runs in an inning was at Wrigley Field.
Ah, that's cool.
And that was a really cool thing.
And was it the Cubs scoring those home runs?
It was the Cubs who won. They won huge that day. They almost scored 20 runs. I think they scored 17. And it was a great environment, you know, with the singing the song at the end of the day and everything. So that was a lot of fun. I think the best non-baseball, and Tim can chime in here, we had a lot of fun this year going through St. Louis between going to the Arch, and they have a really fun kids museum there.
Right.
And then also, we camped there, but we camped at the KOA where they have a camping cabin that is an actual caboose, and Tim is a big train fan, so he really enjoyed the caboose.
Tim, are you there?
Yeah.
What's your favorite stadium between Busch Stadium in St. Louis or Wrigley Field in Chicago?
St. Louis.
Yeah, I'm going to say I would agree with him that he'd say St. Louis, because when he went, he's only been to one game at Wrigley, and it was after a flight in, and he did a lot of sleeping on my shoulder during that game.
Got it.
He was probably three at the time. But we had a lot of fun in St. Louis this year.
Good.
All right, we have one division left, and that is the National League East. The Phillies, the Braves, the Marlins, the Mets, and the Nationals. So, again, tell us a little bit about your favorite memories from that division.
I'll start with a non-baseball memory. On our road trip last year, we did the Southeast, and my dad has an aunt who lives in Georgia, who we about an hour north of Atlanta. So we took a side trip on that trip to Dahlonega, Georgia, where we went to an amazing gold mine, the Consolidated Gold Mine, where we were able to do to pan for gold and also tour the actual gold mine. And Tim really caught gold fever. Want to tell him about it?
Yeah. I got two pieces of gold when I was gold panning.
Right.
I was dipping it in water over and over and shaking over and over, but then I just found two little pieces of gold.
Did you save it?
And when we went in the gold mine, the real gold mine, that day,
conked out with dynamite.
That's what they did.
And do you know how much gold is per ounce right now, Tim?
I was going to say, hopefully he didn't have to pay tax on that.
There's gold everywhere. Did you see those little bits of gold in the wall?
I did. They show you a lot of gold that's still there that you can't get when you're on the tour. But if anyone goes through Dahlonega, maybe on a way to a Braves game, it's a can't miss. I'll tell you, I wasn't really looking forward to it when my dad said, "Oh, when we go there, we'll go to this gold mine." But it was a great time. I really enjoyed it. In terms of baseball, we've spent a lot of time in the NL East because we live, you know, just out of Philadelphia. So I don't really have one specific baseball memory. I mean, we've seen a lot of great baseball in the NL East. We've seen, you know, a triple play at a Phillies game. We saw Barry Bonds hit not a 700-plus home run, but number 689 or so. So we have seen a lot of really, really fun baseball in the NL East.
Now, what's your favorite ballparks? With 30 major league parks, as our listeners listen to your answer, if they could only go to, let's say, two or three or four of them, what would you advise them where to go?
You know, this is an interesting thing, and I've debated with my friends a lot about what's the best. And I can certainly tell you what's the best to me, but it's so subjective. So I'm not going to begrudge anyone who differs from me. But historically, the Kingdom is my place. After the Kingdom, Safeco Field is amazing. Camden Yards is an absolute can't miss. I don't know how anyone could say anything bad about Camden Yards.
Right.
PNC Park is amazing. And one that I really didn't know what to expect and was really excited for was Comerica Park, where we went last year. And that is an amazing ballpark. And then, totally unlike all those, I don't know that you can beat Fenway. Fenway has amazing people. The fans there are so nice, and it's just a great bit of, you know, baseball history in the current day.
Wear your Yankees jersey and see how nice they are to you there.
I'll tell you, when you wear a Mariners jersey, they're very nice to you there.
I bet.
The Mariners don't excite passion for outside of the Seattle area.
Actually, I'll tell you that if you wear a Mariners jersey anywhere, pretty much people are pretty nice to you.
I believe that is true.
So I would say the Seattle Mariners and the Kansas City Royals make everyone smile. They're the happy folk. They haven't been in warfare. And, you know, although you guys are baseball, or you're going to be baseball PhDs, my dream for you someday is a Mariners World Series. Something that
my dream for us as well.
Right, that Dave Niehaus never even lived to see.
Yeah.
I hope at least Little Tim will live to see that. Little Tim, what is your favorite Major League team mascot?
I have two favorites.
Okay.
One for my favorite team, which is the Mariners, and the Oriole, because he is really funny. Once he even danced with me, like, I got my picture with him, and then he picked me up and, like, swung me upside down and swung me side to side. It was so funny.
Wow. That does sound like a good time.
And once I was wearing a Little League hat, and he took it off of my head and ate and pretended like he was eating my hat. And he pretended to spit it out like...
Wow.
Very nice.
They learned those mannerisms.
Yeah,
those
I guess
mascots.
Your hat wasn't too tasty. Hey, Tim, you know, a lot of the major league parks now have areas for kids to play. So have you done much of that? And what park has, like, the best play area for kids?
The Phillies is one of the best ones because you can go, like, really high. There's, like, a little ladder where you can climb up and go super high. And there's a window you can look out, and you can almost see the field if there wasn't a big wall in front of you.
And then there's a big slide all the way down from that top.
Yeah,
right?
And then there's a big swirly slide all the way down.
So Citizens Bank Park will not disappoint you, even if the Phillies are not having a great year. There's still a good playland for the kids.
There definitely is. And you know what? From the dad's point of view, they have a TV at it. So, you know,
you
there's
can watch
a nice
the game.
Play area at Nationals Park, and you can't see the field from it, and there's no TV, so you have absolutely no clue what's going on.
Right.
Oh, all right. That's a good point.
Actually, another dad tip at Citi Field, there's a play area with different things behind center field, and they actually have a smaller scoreboard and diamond vision screen on the back of the main one. So it's really great viewing for the dads back there.
Right. Now, your family has not tried the Bernie Madoff wall climb at Citi Field yet. Yeah.
Not yet.
Oh, all right, so let's do this, Todd. In one sentence, if this is possible, what have your baseball PhD travels taught you?
I think the main thing that they've taught me is that you know, you need to make sure in, you know, your busy life that you take time out from all the business to do the things that you really love and to share experiences of things that you really love with your kids. I lead a very busy life, and you know, I really maximize my weekends. So I've had so many great memories with Tim that I'm always going to cherish. So I think that's the main thing.
And I guess in closing here, we'll just ask, and I kind of think I heard a little bit of it right there, but any parting advice for those who are working on their baseball PhD, or I guess I would even just say baseball fans in general, what's your parting advice to them?
My parting advice is just to do it. I mean, a lot of people say that they want to see every stadium and they want to, you know, do a lot of things, and, you know, just do it. I think, you know, one day, sort of our travel started because Shea Stadium was going to close, and I thought, you know, Tim's never been there. And just on the spur of the moment, I decided, let's get in the car and drive up there. And, you know, ever since, you know, we've just been doing it, and it's a great thing to do. So get out there, you know, if baseball's your thing, you know, show up for batting practice. You know, the stadium opens 2 hours before the game, and you're missing out on half of your adventure if you only show up when the gates open. Just get out there and do it.
And in closing, Tim, do you have any idea how special your dad is by taking the time and spending the money to show you our great country by visiting all 30 major league ballparks?
I don't think he understood your question.
Well, hey, Tim, is your dad cool?
Yeah.
Have you enjoyed all the games and stadiums we've gone to?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, with that advice, or with that declaration,
okay,
Todd and Tim Cook.
Yes, we do declare
you to be a baseball PhD.
Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
Now the stretch and the 2-0 on the way to Edgar. Swung on and a high fly ball into deep left field. Back to the track is Lee.
For listening to Baseball PhD with Ed Kasputis. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and family to go to baseballphd.net. Be sure to check our archive section for previous podcasts. If you have any brilliant ideas or comments, you can email the show at ideas@baseballphd.net. This has been a Baseball PhD production.